AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Just in time for the Labor Day holiday weekend, a hurricane slammed into Florida's Big Bend area this morning, bringing with it soaking rain and high winds. As it moved inland, Hurricane Hermine weakened into a tropical storm. Our Joshua Plogle is in Apalachicola, south of Tallahassee.
What is quite visually spectacular is when you see the docks and the boathouses that are attached to these properties. They are being overtaken by the surf, and they're just pointing out of the water barely. And it really gives you an indicator of how much higher than normal the water, the Gulf of Mexico, is where it's supposed to be.
Power's out for thousands. Some people have been forced from their homes. Thousands of National Guard troops are ready if needed. Georgia and North Carolina have declared states of emergency. The National Hurricane Center's Dennis Felkin.
These rains may cause life-threatening floods and flash floods. And by the way, the heavy rain could reach the coastal middle Atlantic states from Virginia all the way through New Jersey beginning early Saturday.
The Daily Mail, a British newspaper, is retracting a story about Donald Trump's wife, Melania. Her lawyers filed a lawsuit in the United States accusing the newspaper and a blogger in Maryland of publishing false statements about her alleged involvement with an escort agency. Meanwhile, Trump is clarifying his position on immigrants here illegally. He'd deport the bad players, he says, gang members and drug dealers. But as for others here illegally, he tells Fox News he'd decide about that after he sends back the others and strengthens the border. The jobs report due out later this morning could have a big impact on the economy by making it more likely the Federal Reserve will raise short-term interest rates, possibly as soon as this month. This is AP Radio News. Millions of Americans will be traveling this holiday weekend as authorities warn against texting while driving. Safety advocates say they're losing the battle to keep drivers from emailing, Skyping, and texting while driving. Thousands of people were killed on the roads last year, they say. Jay Winston is with Harvard School of Public Health.
The general public and also members of the legislature in all the states do not yet take distracted driving seriously enough.
So Harvard is putting together a safety campaign to try to get drivers to stop texting while driving. Samsung is suspending sales of its Galaxy Note 7 smartphone after finding batteries of some of them exploded while they were charging. Samsung says that customers who already bought Note 7s will be able to swap them for new smartphones. No injuries reported. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.